My guest on the podcast this week is possibly an even bigger book nerd than I am. I know, crazy. I read an article on CNBC about him, and he estimated that he owned 3,500 books, hashtag goals, and he's also written books too. He has three kids' books that he's released through his multimedia studio called The Imagination Agency. The latest one is called Dear Black Boy, and he wrote it to show African-American boys that anything's possible if you can dream it first. The book was inspired by a poem that Martellus Bennett wrote in 2016. It was published in the Players Tribune back when Martellus was in the NFL. So the facts that Martellus was a pro football player, that he won a Super Bowl, that his brother Michael is a pro football player, that he routinely drove Jerry Jones nuts when he played for the Cowboys is totally interesting, unless you're Jerry Jones, in which case it's very annoying. But it's not the most interesting thing about Martellus Bennett. What I love about this guy is the emphasis that he has always put on creating and on not being defined by the thing that made him famous, and that he approaches everything in life with humor. It's that sense of humor that really makes his latest gig with the Dos Equis College Football College so funny. Martellus is playing a professor, and he teaches America how to watch football. Here's a clip from an episode where he hosts a bowl game where losers get bowl cuts.
You think you know football? This is the Dos Equis College Football College Bowl Game! Yeah! Winner gets tickets to the College Football Playoff National Championship. Losers get bowl cuts. How many players are on a college football team's roster?
Who picked me?
Tanner.
That is correct, Monterey Jack. No,
I got a bowl.
Get it ready to play, ref.
Answer when opportunity knocks. And guess what? I'm knocking, baby.
I'm just dying to ask how people known for doing one thing can become known for something completely different, how Martellus sets his own new goals. And then at the end of the show, how going to beer school with Martellus Bennett could land you some free tickets to the College Football Playoff National Championship. I'm Deirdre Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with knowing how people do things. They write the book, they start the company, they go from idea to reality. I call it the art of the follow-through, and I want to know how people go from A to B. This is the Dying to Ask podcast. Professor Bennett, I think this is the best college class ever.
I mean, yes. I mean, it's a beer school. What's better than a beer school?
Nothing's better than beer school. You know, I watch these videos and I love them because I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. And I remember when I was in high school, to get into drill team, you had to pass a football test. Because football was such a big deal. They took it really seriously. Yeah. It's the only test that I ever failed the first time was the football test. So I could have used these.
Wow. If you would have been taking my courses at my beer school, you would have been able to pass that test.
You know, as a 16-year-old girl, that probably wouldn't have been appropriate. But I do love it. And I love the sense of humor that you have within the videos. And to me, like watching your career, it's always been about having a little bit of fun while learning and changing and evolving.
Yes, that's the way I try to live my life. It's all about growth, and I try to have fun while growing. There's no reason to have growing pains when you can have fun growing. You know, it could just be fun pains that you have. I mean, fun growth that you could have. So my life is about evolving and learning more about myself, learning more about the world, learning more to people. And so that way I could offer more of myself to the world, right? So I think my biggest thing is to serve the world, but my service is creativity.
Do you find that people try to argue the rules of football with you or with your brother because you are such a big football family? Because I come from a total college football family, and I feel like Saturdays are for arguing with each other over what should or should not have been allowed, you know?
It's interesting because we don't really talk about football in our house. Or like with my brother, when we get together, I just feel like it's a chance for us to get away from it, right? So it's like a safe haven away from football to be who you truly are within the family. We talk about football, like me and my brother, like at halftime, if I'm watching this game, I'm usually like, hey, next move, try this, this and that, or like that. But other than that, we'll talk about the game briefly. Then it's like, how's the kids doing? What are they learning?
Right.
And he's like, oh, the youngest is doing Japanese now. I'm like, what? Your kids speaking Japanese? Who ever thought they'd be speaking Japanese? Like, this is just crazy. Right. So, a lot of our conversations, sometimes when we get together, my dad, like, you know, when we get home, mostly those conversations happen in Texas. Yes. I just think because it's so many memories of us playing as kids. And,
sure.
You know, my dad and my mom are proud of us as athletes. And people, my dad's friends always want to talk about sports. But, like, me and Michael, we never really truly talk about sports. We talk about what books to read, what movies we're watching, like, how to be better men, that type of stuff.
Which, you know, I love because, you know, you guys are such, as a family, you're so diverse in all the other things that you're interested in. One of the common themes, it seems like, has been humor, though. Do you find that that's something that comes naturally to you because of the way you were brought up? Or is that a conscious decision of how you choose to approach life as a man?
Oh, no, my family's funny.
That does not surprise me.
My dad's funny. My mom's funny. Well, my mom's funny sometimes. She has her moments where she's really funny. Then she has her moments like, all right, mom, let the true stars shine right now. Like, we're going to help you out. So, but actually, my mom's got funnier to me as I got older. Right. I guess I understand her humor a lot more in her delivery. But my family's a very entertaining family. My little sister's funny. Like, my daughter's funny. My wife's funny. Like, it's just jokes all day.
Isn't it funny how our parents become funnier and then smarter as we get older and become parents ourselves?
But the cool thing, too, is they also realize that, like, I think it took my parents a long time to realize, like, oh, he's a man now, you know, like I'm like, mom, I got a wife and kids. I've been married for almost 9 years. Like, it's totally different now. So yeah. That's cool.
But you know what? I'm a mother of two boys. She's always still your mom.
Yeah, she's always going to be
always going to be the mom. So, Martellus, when you decided to step away from football, I loved the social media post you put out. You said, I've decided to move on from the world of football and into the fantastical and wondrous world of creativity. I'm beginning what I believe to be my life's work. And I loved that because you so clearly had these other things that you wanted to do and you had other goals. So I'm curious to know, like, how did you go about making goals? Like, what are your tips for people on how to start a second chapter or to continue evolving?
I think I always say, for me, I mean, my wife was talking about this last night, the one thing I do, I always put myself in, I always move in the direction of my dreams, and I always put myself in position for my dreams to come true, right? And that's about, like, strategically moving toward, like, those two things, like, the main things I do. But also, I'm open, right? I'm open to trying things, and I'm open to learning new things and new crafts. And, like, my ultimate goal in life is to be as creative as possible, right? Like, I was never a guy who wanted to be a Hall of Fame football player, right? I always want to be I want people to remember, like, oh, it might have been the most creative guy ever to walk the planet Earth, right? Like, and creativity is everything. Like, nothing in the world will exist. Well, everything that human beings love is the result of another human being's creativity, be it music, be it movies, be it dance, be it places you like to go, theme parks, like, all this stuff is the result of another human being's creativity. And all the joys that we enjoy, someone created for us to enjoy them. So for me, if you enjoy nature or whatever you believe in, that was created by someone or something, whatever you believe in, like, creativity is the source of life. And for me, I just realized that I wanted creativity to play an even bigger role, because when I played, I was always making things. I would intern at Nickelodeon.
Right,
I'd go visit DreamWorks. I'd go do all these things because I knew I wanted to tell stories and be a storyteller. And so I just started my own company, and I just started working in the direction of my dreams. And I don't have a mentor, so I have to reverse engineer a lot of things. So I have to go back and, like, read between the lines and kind of learn how they did things and kind of dissect it and then put it back together, use their math to put together my solutions.
You have this multimedia company now, and you've done some just incredible kids' books. I really love them. It's called The Imagination Agency. And I'm curious to know, do you find it more stressful to work as a creative, or was it more stressful as a professional athlete, or are they just completely different levels of stress?
I think the difference is, as an athlete, the expectations are, you know, not only from who you're working for, but for fans and all these things are a little bit different. Like, creatively, you could take people to different places, right? But football, the product is always the same, right? Like, you watch a football game, the product of what players are doing at whatever position is always the same. Creatively, the product is different every single time, right? Like, it's like, what do I want to create now? How do I want to tell this story? What the packaging is going to look like? What colors do I want to use? And my favorite part of all things has always been the process. And the creative process is where I love. Like, once the product is done, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm finished. But the process of making things, I really love. The process of getting ready for a football game, not so much.
At least you don't need an ice bath at the end of writing another kid's book, though. I don't think, anyway.
I only got to stretch my hands.
There you go.
Stretch my hamstrings. I got to stretch my hands. I have to stretch my imagination.
Exactly, which sometimes can be even more exhausting. I know we only have like 30 seconds left. Real quickly, for anybody who wants to have that second chapter and not be known only for the one thing, whether it's playing football or, in my case, working at a TV station, what's your number one bit of advice for them?
I think the biggest thing is, I truly believe, like, you're allowed to have more than one dream. This whole stigma of, like, you accomplish one of your dreams, why would you want to do anything else? Or why would you want to start from the bottom of another area to try something new? I think that is a problem that we place, society constraints that we put on people that limits their growth, right? We are dynamic individuals. And to do one thing for entirety of your life is really kind of strange. Like, you're supposed to try new things and you want to be anything. As kids, you could see more people as kids have multiple dreams. They have one dream. Like, they want to be astronauts and karate, you know, karate ninjas, right? You want to drive NASCAR and you want to be a doctor. Like, there's no reason that says those two things can't go together. If you want to be a teacher and in a rock band, do it. Start a band. Like, play on the weekends. Find time to make your dreams come true.
Martellus, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today, and good luck in everything that you're working on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going back to school now.
Yes.
Beer school.
BeerSchool.com/EDU. Beer school.
Follow Martellus on Instagram at MartellusB. He's on Twitter at MartySaurusRex. And then you can learn more about his books and his apps on his website, TheImaginationAgency.com. A favor now for your friend Fitz. Would you please screenshot this episode and then share it on social media? You can tag me on Instagram at RunReadSip or on Twitter at KCRAFitz. We're closing in on about 200 reviews for the Dying to Ask podcast. It is huge. And you guys are the reason for that. Please leave a review like VXplore did about the show that we did with reality TV producer Jessica Mathis. VXplore wrote, "This was one of your best ones yet. Interesting topic and not too much host talking." Thanks, I think. Catch you next time with very few words on Dying to Ask.